Bird now is coming on to take the lead as they come down to the finish. And a spectacular, spectacular upset. Minette Bird has won the Kentucky Derby. An impossible result here.
Now, back to more Steve Cochran.
WGN Chicago.
Minette Bird, big, colossal upset. Now they made a movie about it. And the movie stars the great William Devane. But William Devane, you pick any of the great William Devane roles, I'll put them all up against his President on 24 when he went to Wembley Stadium in London and prepared to be assassinated. Oh, but no, it wasn't to be, was it?
Damn it!
And Jack Bauer saves the day one more time. William Devane joins us now. Very big fan, sir. It's a pleasure to meet you after all these years.
Well, thank you, Steve. It's nice to talk to you.
So are you a horseman yourself? Are you a fan of the ponies?
Oh, yeah. I've been in polo for like 30 years, so I've had a lot of horses over the years. I haven't raced any, but I've bought a lot off the track and taught them how to play polo and played polo on them, but I have never really raced them, you know.
That's
I grew up right near Saratoga Racetrack, so I've been to the track all my life.
Yeah, and that's a special skill, not just for the riders, but that takes a special horse to be a polo pony, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, they're all thoroughbreds. You know, 99% of them are thoroughbreds. They're either Rex race horses or they've been raised just pure thoroughbreds. But, yeah, you got to be, you know. Actually, as you get older, you realize you got to be nuts to play polo.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, not only do you fall, there's guys swinging hammers.
I played out there. I played in Chicago.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Played in a couple of tournaments out there. But that's years ago.
Now, William Devane stars in this movie about Mind That Bird. How did this come to you, this project come to you, and what do we need to know?
Well, it's a, you know, it's a true story. 2009 Kentucky Derby, and this horse was bought for $9,000. Went to Canada, won a lot of races, and the guys bought him down here. A couple of guys in New Mexico bought him, and they started racing him, didn't do very well with him, and then they were informed that they qualified for the Kentucky Derby, so they threw him in a two-horse trailer, got their pickup truck, hooked it up, and they went to Louisville, and they entered him in the race. And then the movie depicts all of this, and it's kind of like I tell people, it's like a John Wayne Howard Hawks movie. It starts out with a bar fight, and it ends up with a great horse race with a horse winner. We bought all the footage from NBC. So we have all the real live footage cut into the film. So, I mean, the last 20 minutes are phenomenal. See this horse win this race. It's just unbelievable. And it comes out on DVD this week in conjunction with the Kentucky Derby. And I think you can also access it electronically, but I don't know how.
That's not your world. It's 50-1 is the movie. And, you know, look for it on Netflix and places like that, but get your own copy. You know, and as I always say, get two. You're careless. You'll lose one.
Right. You can carry it around with you. And the thing about it is that it's a total family picture. There's no, you know, nobody even says ass in this movie. It's really.
Isn't that funny? That's the new standard for a family movie.
Right. Exactly. But this is set up for a family movie, so if you want to sit down and watch something with the kids that you can really enjoy, 50-1 is the ticket.
So before I let you go, because I know you got a bunch of people that have to talk to you, I have to tell you, I'm a nut for 24 anyway, but I thoroughly enjoyed your President on 24. And President Palmer, the first black president in America, was in here a couple days ago because he's in town doing some stuff for Allstate. So this is President's Week for 24. Did you have fun shooting that?
Yeah, I mean, we shot it all in London.
Right.
So, you know, we were over there. You were in London for 6 months, so it was great. I came back once, but basically I stayed over there the entire time. Yeah, I had a lot of fun. I mean, I've known the guys for a long time, you know, so it's like a family over there. And, you know, Kiefer is so solid to work with, you know. It's just, you know, it's a great atmosphere, you know, all positive stuff. So, and, of course, I had a great part. You know, the part of the deal is having a great part, you know.
Well, and the funny thing, too, is you think about it, and this isn't going to ruin it for you, kids, if you haven't seen it yet. You know, William, we live in this world now where I get chirped at if I talk about something that was on the air 6 months ago because somebody's got it on their DVR and they haven't seen it yet. So I'm not going to ruin it for you, but I will tell you this. There's an intriguing thought to that notion and that plot line of a president who is dealing with the early stages of dementia. We know in hindsight that Ronald Reagan suffered from it and may have suffered from it at the end of his presidency. But that's a very real concern. And I thought it was a creative angle that, you know, I didn't see coming.
Oh, yeah, it was great. And actually, you know, I have a friend, Packy Sloan, who just wrote a book about Kennedy. But he was the White House correspondent for Newsday at the time of Reagan. And he said, you know, he wasn't sure which door to go in or out before
right.
he was elected. So, you know, you can really take good care of somebody at certain stages of it. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure. Without a doubt.
You know, you give them a speech, they know exactly what they're supposed to say, and basically they can get it. So I think he had it for, you know, he was inflicted with it for a while before. But anyway, he did a great job, and... Yeah, it was a wonderful, at my stage of the game, to be able to catch a part with that much stuff, you know.
And that was very cool. It's very cool. The great William Devane, you're always welcome here, my friend. Thanks for being on.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Appreciate it. It's William Devane. You know, real, you know, a good, solid, tough guy. A man's man. Man who's not afraid to admit, I don't know how you get your electronic entertainment, you rotten kids. Just go ever, get wherever you want.
He didn't sound tough. He sounded very nice.
He was a tough guy.
That shot of him in the stadium, though.
Waiting for the missile.
Yeah, waiting for the missile.
How about that?